The hip-hop band The Roots has been compared to a jazz group as often as it has to other hip-hop acts. Ever since The Roots formed in 1987 at a Philadelphia Performing Arts High School, the musicians have attracted attention for making music with real instruments rather than samples. Reviewers give them high marks for creating complex, ever-changing rhythms and for concentrating on challenging and often socially conscious rhymes. Their approach continues to set the band apart from hip-hop artists who are often seen as overly commercial. The Roots have a new CD, and they're taking their music on the road. NPR's Julia Mitrich has this report.
Critics call The Roots hip-hop's premier live band because they take the stage playing their own instruments and because they perform more shows than just about any other hip-hop group. This year, they'll perform about 100 shows.
We are the ultimate. We are the ultimate. We are the ultimate rock, rockin' it, rock, come on, yo, yeah, yo, yo. My definition is a lyricist for hire. My vocals a passport that never expire. The crowd loud like 50 rounds of gunfire. Screaming out the Roots while I pound us with the wire. Yo, expert in this profession, the session in 1987. I linked up with the question. 11 years later, we shared crap for Geffen, the musical hell.
In a dressing room before a recent concert, Roots drummer and producer Amir Khalid Thompson, better known as Questlove, says there's a reason the band plays so many shows.
Poverty inspires me. I'm playing.
The Roots' emphasis on live performance and the range of music they play sets the group apart from most hip-hop acts today. The Roots are more likely to turn up in the cartoon Boondocks or in an art mag than in a bootyrific music video, says Questlove.
The marketplace really doesn't allow for much experimentation for this type of music.
Knocked up 9 months ago, and what she finna have, she don't know. She want neo soul, cause hip hop is old. She don't want no rock and roll. She want platinum or ice and gold. She want a whole lot of sun to fold. If you were obstacles, you just drive you cold. Cause one monkey don't stop the show. Little Mary's bad.
The Roots compare themselves more to an alternative rock band. In fact, Ben Kinney, at 26, the newest and youngest member of The Roots, grew up playing in punk bands on the Jersey Shore. And that experience has helped him fit in with The Roots' socially conscious philosophy and the band's emphasis on touring.
You know, you got these rock bands that tour and play. We do a lot of performances at a lot of schools, a lot of college shows, you know, and we do mixed up tours with all different kinds of genres and stuff. And black music hasn't really presented itself as a let's go to a show, you know, let's go see so-and-so play.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now witnessing the dopest DJ on the planet.
For The Roots, playing live means they get to experiment, and they take that energy back into the studio. And so far, even though they're signed to a major label, they haven't had to bend their music to the ear of an industry executive. Most hip-hop acts know that experimentation is not the way to get a recording contract, says Questlove.
And that's why there really isn't any room for quote-unquote art in black music, unless you're a jazz artist, that's considered art. Whereas most cats are literally thinking, either I'm gonna go for the brass ring or we're gonna die.
The Roots seem to be proving them wrong. They won a Grammy for the single You Got Me featuring Erykah Badu in 1999.
In the same building on the same floor and never met before until I'm overseas on tour.
That album, Things Fall Apart, sold 900,000 copies, That plus sold-out shows landed the Roots in an unusual niche for a hip-hop band. They can sell records and draw praise from critics. Questlove calls the Roots a prestige act.
It's not like Dylan is selling 3 million units for Sony or Joni Mitchell is selling 4 million units for Elektra, but pretty much those artists are prestige artists. Like, you know, they can still make their work without the pressure of selling millions of units, and there isn't anything like that in black music.
Talking about their work as art and crossing musical boundaries have earned the Roots all sorts of labels. Fans may call them conscious hip-hop, while others say they're not even hip-hop. Roots guitarist Ben Kinney says those tags are irrelevant.
The Roots are a hip-hop group above and beyond everything. Like old hip-hop to new hip-hop, everything that's happened, you know, in the past 25 years.
It's the stroke of midnight, and you know what that means. It's the Manny Unk Malt Liquor-sponsored Shibuya Roll Call Hour, giving out respect and love to the architects who designed this culture.
A lot of people talk about hip-hop in terms of family, but Oakland DJ and freelance music journalist Pete Babb says the Roots actually live that way. They create music together.
With the Roots, what you have is not a great DJ or a great studio producer. You have a band that is very talented on their instruments, and so they are able to, instead of sample grooves, they can replay grooves, or they can come up with their own grooves, drawing from all their influences, be it rock, soul, funk, whatever. They do that very well.
DJ Babb says the Roots are obviously serious about what they do, and talent recognizes talent. Collaborators such as rapper Common and R&B singer Jill Scott, who've appeared on Roots albums, aren't just making cameos. They're musicians, like the Roots, who don't want to see hip-hop stagnate. Questlove.
Hip-hop is at its most critical stage right now, just as far as not having any direction on where to go or that type of thing. And I think for us, we just use this record as a means to not have any limits on what hip-hop should be or not be.
Nobody's quite sure what hip-hop will be. DJ Pete Babb says what it is over.
The glam era of hip-hop and sort of the diamonds in everybody's face, that's on the way out. So what's replacing it? Well, we haven't figured that out yet.
For the answer, the young DJ sought out an elder from the golden age of hip-hop, MC KRS-One. Babb says KRS-One offered the following prophecy.
Hip-hop is at a point right now where everything will be made apparent. All the ways will be seen when the record industry collapses.
When the dust clears, Babb says, hip-hop will have to take a good, hard look at itself in the mirror. That includes the Roots. Several band members recently made a Coke commercial. For NPR News, this is Julia Mitrich.